Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Lori Gottlieb. I'm the author of Maybe You Should Talk to Someone, and I write the Dear Therapist Advice column for The Atlantic.
And I'm Guy Winch. I'm the author of Emotional First Aid, and I write the Dear Guy Advice column for TED. And this is Dear Therapists. This week, we're going to check in on a guest from season two to hear how they're doing a year later.
First, a quick note. Dear Therapist is for informational purposes only. It does not constitute medical or psychological advice and is not a substitute for professional healthcare advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, mental health professional, or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical or psychological condition. By submitting a letter, you are agreeing to let iHeartMedia use it in part or in full, and we may edit it for length and clarity. In the sessions you'll hear, all names have been changed for the privacy of our guests.
So today we're going to check in with Audrey. Her episode was called Audrey's Narcissistic Ex-Husband. Audrey was struggling with making sense of her marriage in hindsight, and she was doing a lot of second-guessing about her role in the marriage and her husband's role and why he left in such a cruel kind of way. He was serving her divorce papers as she was taking care of him after he had surgery, and he didn't even tell her. She discovered it in the mailbox as she's tending for him on the couch. And because so much was left unresolved for her, she was really focused on her ex-husband's upcoming wedding and on how well he was treating his new partner and how loving he was towards her, and making all these comparisons of how he had been with her toward the end. And what we discovered when talking with her is that she really hasn't recovered, and she was still spending too much of her thoughts on her husband and not enough on herself. So let's get a reminder of that session.
The wedding is coming up. The second marriage for my ex. It's in 6 weeks. And it's really been hard. And I've been kind of denying myself that sort of compassion, just saying, oh, it's fine. I'm happy for him. When really it's painful on a million levels.
You're listening to Dear Therapists. We'll be back after a short break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DearTherapist today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearTherapist.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now let's hear how things are going for Audrey a year later.
Hi, Guy and Lori. It's Audrey catching up after, hard to believe, after a year of being on the show. I just wanted to let you know that, first of all, I was able to keep up with the therapy for the entire year. So I'm still seeing the therapist after our talk, and it's been incredibly helpful. So we've just gone over and continued the discussion from a lot of what came up in my session, just about childhood and influences and how to sort of look at myself in these scenarios that were causing me so much trouble, particularly my ex-husband and his new marriage. So that's been really good. The other assignment I was given was to end the relationship with the person who was married. And I did do that and since have started dating someone new. And it's been really incredible and interesting to be in a quote unquote normal relationship, because I think after our talk, I really was looking at myself in the past, you know, several months and assessing where I was contributing to my own pain and discomfort in those relationships, why I was choosing things that wouldn't go anywhere. And it's taken some adjusting, but it feels really good to be in a relationship where both of us can give. And I'm learning how to allow that, which was really hard for me. And so as you can imagine, my focus is much more on myself than it was before. You know, I was harping on things from the past and not really dealing with my own contribution to my issues. So that part is really good. As far as the fun assignments, I was definitely able to host people at my house the night of my ex-husband's new wedding. And it just felt really good to have people in there. And ever since, I've been doing a lot more of that and creating just a space that's more about me and my kids and the people in my life. And that has made just a massive difference. So all those things are really good. The only thing I wasn't able to do yet was get on that trip with my sister. But this sort of leads to something that is very important and what I want to share with you guys, because it really shows how our talk, if it found its way into different aspects of my life. And so my sisters and I were planning a trip, but we had a family emergency come up not too long after we did the show. My mother needed emergency surgery, and my father had been suffering from Alzheimer's and was getting a lot worse. And so when this all happened, there was no one to take care of him right there. So we all had to sort of fly up and manage this really hard scenario with my mom being in the hospital and him being confused and just being back in our childhood home and sort of facing some of the things that were challenging. But I realized going into that just by and having talked with you both, I have been a stronger person since that call. And I think that it enabled me to kind of cope with the difficulty of what was going on with my family and be supportive to my sisters and my parents in a way that I don't think I would have been able to have, you know, done if I was still caught up in this cycle of being in relationships that were unhealthy, harping on my ex-husband and his new life and not my own, and being in that position of relative strength, I am convinced made a massive difference in my ability to just cope with what was a really tough situation. But I just found that I was coming from such a different place, a place of calm, a place of self-power, as opposed to, you know, feeling small, which I had for a very long time leading up to this. And I wanted to share that because, again, it's just about the perspective shift that I got from our call. And that perspective was coming out of a victim mentality and in much more into a place of power and ownership of my own choices. I just was blown away by how important it was to begin this process. And I just want to thank you guys so much, because I just feel like I am different, you know, and I can't really emphasize that enough. So thank you so much. Hopefully the, you know, good things will continue, and just keep seeing the impact of this process and what has started. Thank you.
I think one of the big wins here for Audrey was how a shift in one area led to a shift in many areas in her life. Starting with her relationship, once she began focusing on herself and not on her ex-husband, she was able to create space for her own desires. So she left that relationship with the unavailable man. She's now in a healthy relationship, what she calls a normal relationship, maybe for the first time in her life. And she's in a relationship where she can both give and receive. In her marriage, she was giving a lot and not getting a lot. So that's a big shift for her. And she had also been avoiding getting close to people in all of her earlier relationships. So I think that now that she's able to let herself experiment with getting close to this man in this healthy relationship is real progress.
This was one of those that, as I was listening to the update, I was smiling so broadly, because the proof truly is in the pudding. You know, I mean, our listeners need to understand that once you have the insight about something, it's not like a knot that gets undone and now the issue goes away. Now the work begins. And I think the illustration of that is when she says she's in a relationship where both of them are giving, and that for her, the receiving is actually really difficult because it's not natural, it's not comfortable, but she's working on allowing it. She's working on absorbing it, on letting that in. It's a great illustration of the work that needs to be done in and after therapy, and after, I mean, in between sessions and on yourself in between. It doesn't mean it'll be easy to go against many years of habit, and it takes constant mindfulness and intentionality and effort. So she's clearly doing all of that, and that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, and I like seeing too how when we have more agency and we feel more centered in one area, how it generalizes to other areas, like how she managed that really difficult situation with a family crisis with both her mom and her dad. She said she's feeling stronger as a person, whereas before, when we talked to her a year ago, she felt very, very fragile.
Absolutely. And she says also that she feels like a different person. And then she explains that there's a shift in her perspective, but she actually means in her true sense of identity, because she went from seeing herself as a victim in the world to feel that even if difficult things happen, and they have, she is more empowered to handle them and to deal with them. And that truly is change. That truly is different, because it's in the core. It's in how she sees herself in relation to the world. So that's about as substantive a change as one can have.
And I think how she got there was by being able to see her own role in what was keeping her stuck, what was holding her back. And once we can see that we can change what we're doing, even if the circumstances out there are difficult, it opens up a whole new world of possibilities for us, as it did with Audrey. And this is something that I hope our listeners take away too, that when they can really look at what their own role is and what's not working, there's so much possibility for change. Next week, we'll hear back from Paul to see how he's doing a year after he came to us, struggling to set limits with his boss at work.
She would kind of contact me outside of work to keep that conversation going. I would just see my phone light up and it'd be a text message. I said, hey, if this is work related and I'm not at work, I really would like if you could just email me instead. She didn't really do that.
If you're enjoying our podcast, don't forget to subscribe for free so that you don't miss any episodes. And please help support Dear Therapist by telling your friends about it and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews really help people to find the show.
If you have a dilemma you'd like to discuss with us, email us at laurieandguy@iheartmedia.com. Our executive producer is Noel Brown. We're produced and edited by Josh Fisher. Additional editing support by Helena Rosen, John Washington, and Zachary Fisher. Our interns are Ben Bernstein, Emily Gutierrez, and Silva Lifton. And special thanks to our podcast fairy godmother, Katie Couric. We can't wait to see you at our next session. Dear Therapist is a production of iHeartRadio.
Fish food.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy.
Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.